Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's guest is Four Paws Events. Four Paws Events is made up of four female students, Megan, Tash, Eleanor, and Katie, who are currently in their final year at Sheffield Hallam University and have been tasked with staging a virtual event. This is Paws for Cause, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, the 13th of March, 2021, which is a virtual dog event. This includes a bake-along on how to make some tasty treats for your dog with Rosie Brandreth, a live Q&A with Bill Lambert, Head of Health and Welfare at Kennel Club, and finally, a doga session with me. They are raising money for Cavendish Cancer Care, having already raised £1,000, which is amazing. Now, it's an honor to welcome you on the show. Hello, Eleanor. Hello, Katie. How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you so much for having us on. We're so excited to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I just wanted to double check with, so we have Eleanor and we have Katie. Do you both actually own dogs yourself, or is it the other two ladies, Megan and Tash?
Yeah, so Megan owns two dogs, and then my boyfriend owns two dogs as well, a German Shepherd and a Labrador. So we're all quite close. Our friends and family own dogs. Yeah, Chester and Duke.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. And you're where are you currently at the moment? Are you in Sheffield?
Yes, we're both living together. We all live in the same house, the whole Four Paws team. And we're all in Sheffield at the moment, which is really nice to be together, especially planning the event.
Oh, that's amazing. And when did you start with this event planning?
Around November time, we had to come up with the initial ideas and concepts of what we wanted to do. And then we had to pitch it in January to our tutors. And then from there, we just started getting in contact with people who would be willing to take part and trying to fund donations as well for Cavendish Cancer Care.
Absolutely. And so what is this Four Paws events exactly?
So as you explained in the intro, it's just a really lighthearted, fun event that anyone can get involved in, really. And we're really excited, as you said, to have the three sessions with amazing guests. The first one, as you said, was the bake-along, and we've got Rosie from Great British Bake Off. You may have seen her.
That's
amazing.
Have
you seen her before?
I have seen her before, but I don't watch the BBC so much. Is it? It's the BBC, isn't it? I haven't been actually
following
British Bake Off, and I had no idea that she's doing all this. She has like an amazing website about it's all with dog cooking, bakery and everything for dogs. It's amazing. She's really taken off, which is amazing that you have her on the show.
Yeah, so she's a vet, and she was a semi-finalist the year before last, and then she also won the Christmas Bake Off as well. So she's got lots of experience doing the baking, and she's also a vet, so she's busy doing all the long hour shifts, but she's still really excited and willing to participate and get involved to help raise money for the charity, get involved with our event.
That's amazing. And how did you reach out to her?
We literally just reached out to her via Instagram, actually, and she was really keen to be involved. Obviously, as you said, it's for a great cause, and I think something a bit different as well. We've not seen many things like this, so it's just something a bit different, especially in lockdown, to be involved in.
I'm actually really excited because I want to see what she's doing. And what about Bill Lambert? So can you tell me a little bit about him?
Yeah, so he's the head of health and welfare at the Kennel Club. And he does speeches at all different types of events. And actually my auntie works for the Kennel Club. So when we decided to do a dog event, I got in touch with her, and she recommended, along with another lady who works there, Bill. And again, if you had a look at him online, he's spoken at loads of different events, and he specializes in particular about what dog to get for the type of lifestyle you have. So that's something he could definitely cover at the event if people have any questions. And he's also campaigns for puppy farms as well.
Oh, how wonderful. That's amazing, because this is something that is close to my heart as well, with the puppy farming. I mean, we're having on the podcast quite a few guests and celebrities that talk about puppy scams and puppy farming, and everyone's just bought a puppy, and it's and they're being neglected. They're not getting correct trainings, and you know, people are going back to work and these puppies are being returned, or people are just buying online through websites that I can't mention at the moment, but just to get a puppy to have company. And it's gone really backwards, I think, the whole thing with lockdown. As I feel like we're moving backwards and not learning anything, you know, instead of actually adopting a dog, you know.
Yeah, there seems to be a massive puppy boom at the moment with COVID-19 and being trapped indoors and in lockdown. I think a lot of people who have initially never had a pet before or a dog have been buying puppies at the moment to keep them company and stuff during lockdown. But it'll be important for Bill to be at our event to teach them how to look out for signs for the health and welfare
for the puppy. So especially when they're purchasing a puppy, is that correct? Will he be educating the public,
the
online public? Yeah. Which is amazing, because there's just so many things. It's still I'm still flabbergasted that people have a puppy and then you know, they say, oh, but it was sickly when I bought it, or the eyes are running and tearing. And I'm like, oh, did you do your research? Did you understand? Did you go through the whole thing? But yeah, there's a lot more puppies out there, especially in London. Every single dog I bump into is now a puppy. So it's like, oh, I can hear. Everybody's going back to work. Well, if they are going back to work, you'll hear all this whining and whinging at home, like, you know, the whole of London is going to be whinging, whining puppies.
That's the thing with lockdown as well. Yeah, pets are so used to you being at home. And then suddenly when people go out to work and they're not at home as much, the poor little dogs are going to have separation anxiety.
He is gorgeous, but he is attached to my hip. He's attached to my hip now. He really is. Like, literally, I get up and he's at the door like, no, you're not leaving. No, you're not going to Sainsbury's. No, I'm coming with you to Sainsbury's. I'm going to come with you. And I was like, no, you can't go to Sainsbury's. No, I'm coming with you to Sainsbury's. Anyway, why did you come up with a dog event in the first place?
I think we just wanted to reach something that everybody can be involved in. And I think especially at the moment, pets have been such an important part of people's lockdown experiences, really kept them company and been the sort of that light when through those dark days that we've had. For example, even Megan with her two dogs, Simba and Bailey, like, we know they really got a thrill. Like, on every Zoom call where we had when we weren't together, they were always there on the camera, and we know they really lifted her spirits. And actually, we were hoping, obviously, if restrictions had been better, that this was something we could do in person. So originally, we were planning to do this in a local park in Sheffield. But obviously, at the moment, restrictions won't allow us. But we were still keen to do this online, and hopefully it will still be a great success with the people that we've got on board, including yourself. Like, we wanted really accredited guests to be involved. You know, we don't want to give our attendees or followers false information. We really want it to be a really informative but also a fun and light relief event.
Absolutely. And will people without dogs join, or who do you think will be joining you? Have you reached out to friends and family, or how did you promote the event?
Yeah, so we've been promoting it on our social media pages, both the Facebook and Instagram, and we've had quite a lot of responses. We've had a mixture really of like friends, family, and then also people we don't know as well. But I think it'll mostly be people who own a dog. However, quite a lot of people who don't own a dog but are looking to or also wishing to get involved to just learn a bit more if they're intrigued of what it'll be like having a dog. So it's a wide audience, really, anyone with an interest in a dog.
It's incredible. Will you be marked for this event? I mean, will your teachers be on site? You know, I don't know if there's professors or teachers. Will they also get involved in this event?
Yeah, so two of our tutors will be getting involved with the event as well, and they'll be marking us throughout. We've got a lot of different criteria we'll be marked against, but yeah, they'll be there too to give us our support. And David, one of our tutors, he actually has a dog, so called Jerry, a little sausage dog, so he's one of the markers, but he'll also be getting involved with his dog too. He's really excited to participate with it.
Can't wait to see him in the doga.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have a bad lower back, so I'm going to take it really easy. I'm going to do easy stuff, so things that you can sit with, so he doesn't have to worry about anything. Lots of breathing, because everybody thinks from Britain's Got Talent I still got my legs behind my ear, but I can't do this anymore. So, and lifting Robbie at the moment, oh my goodness. So yeah, it's I'm also will I be marked for the doga event as well? Will I get marks? Oh my goodness.
No. We do get marks actually on the quality of entertainment. But obviously we're really pleased that we've got amazing guests involved. But no, you personally won't be marked.
That would be a real experience. But the thing is, also with the online events now, I mean, what did I do? Last March, I did a doggy disco event online with a pug cafe, and it was a rave. It was it was the weirdest thing, because it was just at the beginning of, obviously, lockdown, and it was nice weather. So I was outside joining in. So I was going to do the chill down room, the one after the party, the aftermath, after the rave, after we've dropped acid and everything. No, I mean, no. We didn't. The dogs didn't. So it was a rave. And it was the weirdest experience. There was a DJ, and there was about 100 people joining in with their dogs doing doggy disco. And then I really got up. I got really excited and everything. And then they lost contact with us because of sound. So the sound disappeared, and all of a sudden there was no sound, but we kept moving. And then they came back in looking. It was really funny because you could see how frustrated they were. And, you know, and then they saw they were online again, and they popped up again and were smiling. It was so funny. And then we continued on, but it was quite addictive, because Zoom allowed, what Zoom does, it you zoom around and you see everybody else participating, and then it zooms back to the next person. And there were kids involved and different age groups, basically, and families, and moving with their dog. But what was funny is we recognized each other from other events, everyone's. And that was the weird thing, like, oh my God, you're there too. And even though they couldn't hear you, wave back. And there was something eclectic in that experience. And then the chill down section, where I gave some doggy yoga breathing to calm down, you know, after party chill down. And do you know what? It was a weird experience of a feel good moment. Now, what I mean, I just wonder, it is the weirdest thing, but what do you see? How do you see the future in entertainment in that sense? Do you think there'll be, you know, even though we're going to unlock and everything, do you think events will change eventually? Will they move into these kind of digitalized events?
Yeah, see, we actually had some previous graduates come and speak to us, obviously on Zoom, about their experiences with getting jobs and the future of events. And they were saying that virtual events are here to stay. So they were saying, as much as it's a shame that this year we haven't been able to do an in-person event, they also said that it's amazing that we're doing practice of a virtual event, because they think it's here to stay, like I say, in the future.
They were also saying that there'll be a lot more hybrid events. So a hybrid event combines like both a live in-person event and a virtual online component. So whether they're doing like in-person talks at big conferences and stuff, they'll also stream it online. So hybrid events will be like here to stay, and will be more popular in the future to be able to stream it online and get everyone involved from anywhere, any location that they're in.
And I think that's a very good idea. I mean, you just have to have the right equipment. But I'm thinking about doing my yoga outdoors again, you know, like at Battersea Park. And eventually I'll get back into the actual studio once we're allowed to. But it would be so great to live stream as well, like you said. And that's what like Tri Yoga is doing that now. One of the biggest yoga centers, they have, so you have the online activity as well as the live class together at the same time, and it brings more people in. And it's a bit funny because the yoga teacher is talking to to the screen and then to the people in the class, which means they can't move around, and it is, but definitely I can see this happening as well. And I mean, for Doga, I never ever think it will be the same experience than having puppies running around and dogs running around you during a live yoga session.
How is it from your perspective as the trainer and the teacher?
It's the weirdest experience. It really is. I mean, as a yoga teacher, fine. It's okay. With Doga, the problem is I don't see what they're doing with their dogs. It's really quite, you know, I don't know if they've gone off or the dog's given up, or sometimes they just disappear, the people that I'm talking to. And I'm like, oh my God, they probably didn't like it, or something went wrong. And then some people stay and you don't even know they're still there. You know, and you can always focus only really on two people. You know that with Zoom. I don't know the whole subject, but it's really hard to keep an eye on what people are doing. I think that is the hardest thing as a yoga teacher or doga teacher, is you don't want to harm the dog and you don't want to harm the person. So sometimes you're just going for it and you just keep talking and it's like a radio show. It's like you just go through it, you know, the motions, and kind of almost ignoring what's on the laptop. It's so hard to come back and say, yeah, well done, Jessica and Bob, you know, and look back into the screen and then run back to laptop. And another thing is, Robbie just absolutely hates the laptop. He hates me talking to the laptop when I do a doga. So he pulls away and then he comes back to hump my elbow at the end. So that's basically the doga session, you know. It's really weird. But you know what's really funny? At the end of the day, and that's the crazy thing, even though you feel as a teacher you might not have done so much, people are so grateful at the other end. And they're like, oh, I love Marnie's session. Oh, I love doga. And oh, that was fun. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I have to say, anyone we've spoken to about the event and we mentioned the doga, they're all really, really excited for it. Because I think it's quite unique.
Yeah, they're all really interested in it. And we were saying, in terms of whether they have ever done it or not before, or are worried about the dogs not being able to do it. I tried with Jack's dogs and we couldn't do it, but we were still like laughing, the dogs were tails were wagging, whereas Megan did it with Simba and Bailey, her two dogs, and they were amazing. We'll have to send you the photos through from all these different like poses Megan was doing with the dogs.
Send everything through. Yeah, and we'll post it. How did you hear of doga? How did you hear about doga?
I think it was Megan. Was it Megan who suggested?
Yeah, I think it may have been actually, because me and Casey, we were like, doga, what's that? And then as soon as we looked into it, we were like, we need this at the event. It's just such a good session.
Mm. And do you think doga would be something for students at universities? What do you think? Something like that on a weekly basis?
Actually, because I work for the Students' Union, Sheffield Hallam Students' Union, and we have actually previously talked about, my manager has mentioned perhaps a doga session. Ever since I've been talking about this live event. So you know what? Potentially.
And I would love to go to Sheffield and actually give the class, because what interests me in doga is I believe that doga really helps mental health. With the doga, the most important thing is that it releases oxytocin and serotonin, something in the brain that helps you feel, lighter, more happy. The serotonin is obviously part of the anxiety and depression. You need serotonin to regulate the mood, but also oxytocin, the touch with the dog, can release bonding hormones like a mother to a baby. So I'm really interested in also researching that in young people like you, the before and after effect of a doga session, like the stress levels of the person and how it's de-stressed them, and you know, all sorts of things. But let's come back. So most importantly, the event. So the cause. Please tell us about the cause. Why Cavendish Cancer Research
So we're all actually given, every student studying events management at Sheffield Hallam, we're all given Cavendish Cancer Care as a charity to fundraise for this year. So each year there's a different charity. But we're actually really, really happy to get given that charity to fundraise for, because it was a charity like close to our hearts. So my mum previously, she was diagnosed with a very rare sarcoma, which is a form of cancer. And she was told she was terminally ill. And then Cavendish Cancer Care was recommended to her by St Luke's Hospice, which is a different Sheffield-based cancer charity. And although Cavendish Cancer Care doesn't provide treatment for cancer, they provide support. So they provided support to my mum and our family. And during her next year of treatment, she had a lot of different sessions with them. So she had art therapy, reflexology, she had hypnotherapy. And not only did they support her, they also provided, like, my dad with personal counselling sessions too. And so fundraising for their charity, we're hoping to be able to, like, keep their doors open so they can support other cancer patients and their families as well.
It is so important to have the families there. We do forget how it affects the rest of the family and each individual family member in a different way. And maybe each individual, you know, there's a lot of unspoken things probably happening within the family as well. And do they give one-to-one counselling to family members as well?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Mm.
So not just group and group family therapy, but individual.
Individual therapy.
Do they also work with children?
Yeah, they do. They support children as well. So, for example, they do like art sessions for children, and I think it was, how much was it? £40 per art session. And we were actually doing like a challenge as well to help raise money. So we did a fundraising activity to help raise money. We went on a 11-mile walk.
Yeah, we went on an 11K walk. In the snow, actually. It was the time when it was really bad weather here. But we'd already planned to do it this one weekend. So we went on a very, very snowy, almost icy walk, all of us walking very slow, trying not to slip.
That sounds a bit harsh. Oh my God, did anybody slip during the walk?
There were quite a few slips. There were.
Oh my goodness.
It was a ridiculous.
Did the dogs join by any chance? Because they love the snow, don't they?
Yeah, Megan wasn't in Sheffield at the time, so she did it back. She lives in Norwich, so she was still in Norwich then, and she went on a walk, and she brought Simmer and Bailey with her. So they got a very long walk that day.
Oh, how wonderful. And Simmer and Bailey will be joining in the Doga, obviously, on that day that we're doing. Oh, how wonderful. That's really important to know. That's really important. So the VIPs, of course. So I was just going to ask, because this is something for me important. In this whole kind of COVID disaster, pandemic, terrible time that we've been through this whole year, I've always been wondering about the younger generation. Tell me, what is your feedback on this?
I think it's a really hard situation, because like you say, there is this thing being young, and I do think when government updates have been on, they've talked about schools and they've talked about furloughed and they've talked about elderly people, which is only right. But I do feel our generation and university students have been a little bit missed out. And I guess because university is independent learning, people think, oh, you should be doing that anyway. But it is really hard with everything on Zoom. And, you know, the motivation is difficult because you are just always in the house, always staring at your laptop. And I think it's right that schools are being talked about. But as you say, it is really sad seeing people broken up. And my brother, for example, he's actually 17 now in sick form. And obviously schools have been shut. And I'm so glad they're opening on the 8th, because for me, it's so sad seeing him every day just like rolling over and just putting his laptop. So I'm so glad they're open. And obviously we need to save lives and protect the NHS. But there is that real factor of people's mental health, and can't live like this forever. It's just finding that balance, I guess, isn't it?
I thought that it was too harsh saying you're killing granny. I don't think you should talk to young people like that. That's absolutely wrong in my perspective. I've been a yoga teacher for kids and for teenagers. That is just not the correct way. Why don't you educate people on the virus first and explain why potentially it could be risky and maybe show some educational informative things about virology? But killing granny, I think that doesn't help you very much and doesn't bring anybody further.
It puts anxiety in. What I felt as well, like you say, we're most likely, and I know it's not the same for everyone, so I can't speak like that, but the majority of like young people, we will survive the virus, thankfully, and I know that's not something to take for granted. But I would more appreciate, rather than, you know, the government saying we could kill granny or something, I'd much rather they almost thank us for the sacrifice that we are putting to protect people, which we do want to do. But I would rather, you know, an appreciation of the life that we're putting on hold, in a sense, rather than giving us extra anxiety, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And in terms of, and this is maybe a little bit of a darker side, is how's it going with young people with mental health? Do you know anything what's going on at the moment?
Yeah, I think we're really lucky to have each other, but I was actually watching, I'm a big fan of Loose Women, and I was actually watching a clip last night, and they covered a topic of young people and loneliness. And I think that's one of the big things. And although they actually talked about, which I found interesting, although we do have technology and that's amazing, but sometimes your phone can actually make you feel more lonely in a way. If you don't have, you know, constant messages or people to talk to, sometimes that can make you feel more lonely. And I think for young people, that's probably where you feel it the most. Especially, I guess there's a difference between boys and girls. Like, girls need that social interaction, where boys need not to be stereotypical, but, you know, boys are more just chat on games and like play football and hang out with their friends those ways. Whereas in my situation, I really miss my friends and just popping over and just having a chat.
And when was the last time you saw them? I mean, just for a whole span, just to see the gravity of it. When was the last time you could see them and hang out?
Well, luckily we could all actually go home at Christmas time. So at Sheffield Hallam Uni, we're giving out tests for to check if you'd got COVID, and you got your result back within the hour. So we all went and got a test. Thankfully, we were all negative, and then we all got to go home and see our families then. But from before Christmas, for me personally, I've not been like home and seen my family since March, because I was living out in March, and my mum, having had like all the previous treatment, she's been left extremely vulnerable. So I hadn't been home since March up until December. So it is a long time for people to have to like live apart from the families. And I think, like Eleanor was touching on, the sense of like loneliness sometimes can be quite overwhelming for students. But we are very lucky ourselves. We do have such like a strong group and we're together, but I know like a lot of students won't be in the same position, especially first years who may have moved out in September for the first time, gone into halls and not known a single person, and then they're stuck trying to make friends like online, which must be really tricky for them to be able to do.
I cannot imagine how hard this is. I remember moving from Switzerland to London as a 19-year-old and not having my family and being in a completely different country as an overseas student. It was horrendous. So I couldn't. Yeah, absolutely. And you make friends with the people at school, or, you know, at where I was studying. That's the people that you're going to meet. That's the people that you're going to hang out with. You're not going to go to London and make friends on the streets, you know, like, hi, do you want to be my friend? No. And if you don't, you know, if you don't have that, I can't even fathom how it is that these they haven't had the chance to even mingle and go to a cantina and have a coffee and chat and socialize. And a bit unbelievable. I don't think we have understood the weight and the impact it has had on younger generation. I think this is all going to come out much later. With that in mind, so what do you expect? How much money do you think you're going to raise from this event online? Tell me, what do you think? What's the goal?
Our target is 1,600. And obviously at the moment we're just over a grand.
Hopefully,
yeah, we really hope to get as many people as we can on board. like I say, it's just going to be a lighthearted, fun event, something you can look forward to, get your pets involved, get your family involved. So every little helps, really. And we're just doing it for a great cause. And just like we've been talking about, just to boost people's mental health, even if it's just on that day, make sure everyone has a positive day.
We also have some competitions running as well. So even if you're not available on Saturday the 13th to take part in the event, we've got competitions running, and they're just a bit of fun, really. So we've got the biggest poser, we've got the scruffiest dog, we've got the biggest smile, best puppy dog eyes. And then if you just send in photos to our email, it's all on our Instagram, you can enter the competitions as well, just for a small donation. But we've got some really good prizes on board, which include like dog treats, portraits, all sorts of dog items.
Oh, this is amazing. And what about best weir? Because Robbie cocks his leg for England, as you know, from Britain's Got Talent. He weed in David Walliams' shoes. And we got to the next round. The best, I mean, honestly, Robbie would just get a prize for that. I mean, every tree has to be weed on at the moment. So that's, best weir. I wouldn't be surprised he does something online as well.
We're here to tell you about the Loose Lips podcast. We, being me, Georgie Porter,
and me, Sharon Carpenter, we're all about honesty and not holding back, especially when it comes to what's in the news.
Plus, we answer your questions and we give you advice whenever it's asked for.
Even when it's not asked for. We're all about what you're really thinking and what you really want to know.
You can expect to hear some of this.
I have to say, come on, people, we're getting a little too sensitive here.
And also some of this.
She is plugging her entire career in that one moment.
That's the Loose Lips podcast, out every Tuesday, and not forgetting Extra Lippy on Fridays.
Find it wherever you found this podcast. We'll see you there.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are you ready for a little bit of a taster of what we're going to do on Saturday,
definitely.
March?
Definitely.
Yes. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, now, we have to
work with imagination here, because we don't have a dog with us. So I just want you to maybe just visualize your favorite dog or whatever. What I want to do is probably something I've done before, but I find that really helps people with anxiety to calm down the central nervous system. I think for you girls, students, you might really benefit from this exercise. So it's really specifically for you today. And it's also something that you can do with your dog, placing a hand on your dog, but your dog doesn't have to be there. So great. If you're sitting, just sit upright, get your spine nice and straight. The most important thing is that your spinal column can be straight for this. Of course, you can do this sitting on your yoga mat or sitting on the floor cross-legged. You can do this anywhere you are, in the park, anywhere you are, if you're in a classroom, maybe in a between breaks and stuff. You can do this at home on your bed. And what we're going to do, first of all, is just breathe through our nose. So just relax your shoulders down and just allow the arms to dangle to the side. And we're just going to breathe in through our nose, long, deep breaths. And then exhale through the nose. And then inhale for five. One, two, three, four, five. And exhale. Two, two, three, four, five. Slow deep breaths again in that rhythm. Inhaling. Just keep breathing. Exhaling. Now really lengthen the inhalation. Really drink the inhalation all the way from the tail into the chest, the upper chest. And exhale. And just notice how the shoulders drop on the exhalation. Just again, finding another inhale. Feel your navel expanding, and exhale, and inhale, and exhale. One more inhale, and exhale. So this is the basics. You're now going to close your right nostril with your right thumb. So placing the right thumb on your right nostril, close off your right nostril, and you're now going to breathe through the left nostril. There might be a bit of a noise here. You're going to breathe in and breathe out through the left nostril, just slowly inhaling. And exhaling. And slowly inhaling. And exhaling. If your dog is there, you can place your hand on your dog and just breathe into the left palm. Inhaling. And exhaling. So let's do a few more of those. Inhale. Notice the difference in your brain, in your mind. Exhaling. Again, inhaling. Exhaling. I know it's weird. Exhaling. Now inhale to the left. And now close your left nostril. Exhale through the right. Sorry about the sound. I've got really blocked nose. Exhaling
okay,
through the right.
Don't worry.
And again, inhale through the left. Close off your left nostril, exhale through the right. Again, you're keeping your right hand on your nostrils, so you can just change the fingers. Inhale, drawing the breath up through the left. And exhale through the right. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. Inhale through the left. Notice the tension you're holding in your shoulders. Let it go. Exhale. Through the right. You're doing great, ladies. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. Notice how you become heavier through the body. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. And now just close the right nostril back to the left for five more breaths. Inhale. Exhale through the left. Notice how much more breath you're taking. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the left. It must look funny. Inhale through the left. And exhale through the left. Now taking your hands down to the side again, just breathe through your nose and notice the difference. Notice the tension you've been holding in your shoulders. Relax on the exhalation. Should be able now to take a lot more breath into your body, yeah? And releasing. Very good. Inhale. And exhale. Very nice. I don't know how you feel after this. Have you noticed any difference?
No, I feel a lot lighter.
Yes, yes. It can really, really help regulate the brain, the left, the right side, and regulate parasympathetic and sympathetic central nervous system. So it just, any panic, any anxiety that comes up, any stress, just do left nostril, until you feel better. And then eventually, inhale left, close, exhale right. Inhale left, close, exhale right. Yeah? So that's the two sections. Try it. I use it a lot, and it has helped me through incredible times. So acute situations. So hopefully,
no, definitely, that's a really good tip to know.
Yes, I don't know if we're going to do this in the doga session, but I definitely will show a little bit of left nostril breathing for people with their dogs. Definitely, it's nicer when you have your hand on your dog there, and you know, and just imagine you breathing into your dog rather than just you. But thank you so much for coming on this show. This has been amazing. It has been a joy to talk to you girls, Elena and Katie. And I really wish you from the bottom of your heart, from the bottom of the heart, the most amazing fundraiser. And I want you to exceed in your expectations. Like, let's go for the 10,000 pound mark. I really hope so. And I hope that Doga will help to raise that money.
No, thank you so much for having us on. It's been amazing. And thank you so much for all your support. It really makes such a big difference.
Thank you so much for thinking of me and Robbie. And I will see you on Saturday.
We can't wait to see you then.
We can't wait. And on that note, we're just going to bring the palms into prayer position. If you have your dogs there, it would be a Namapaw. Namapaw, lady.
Namapaw.
Thank you so much.
Namapaw. Thank you. So nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with My Dog. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, then please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others to find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people and dogs. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Namapaw.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.